game. When you get a couple of hits, you get a big, maybe a quick 1-2-3 inning by Parker or something like that. It really fuels your team, and that seemed to be the case, especially in that sixth inning.
Absolutely, and you know that's kind of what we work on all year is to never quit. There's not a clock in baseball, so you have to play to the last out. The scoreboard does not dictate how we should play, especially at effort level. And I thought this was the best probably game they've played in 2 years that way. Like, we had a plan this week. We knew what we were going up against. We knew they were very good. And just not to put too much on any one at-bat or one inning. And just battle. Battle every at-bat. And they made him work. And we're still down 4-1, and I was telling them, this is one of the best games you guys have ever played. We hadn't really capitalized so much at that time, but I just liked their approach, and you know that's why you play to the end. You never know what could happen.
You had a couple opportunities in second inning. You had runners at first and second, weren't able to knock them in. Third inning, you did score a run, and then left runner bases loaded. And then in the fourth inning, again, you had a runner at third, not able to knock him in. So you were getting hits. You were out hitting them. And then all of a sudden, things started to go your way in the fifth inning. You had that RBI double for Jake Satterlin. And then you started off in the sixth inning, David Larson with that double. And then Sunby has the single. Gap has a walk to load the bases with nobody out. You get a strikeout in the next at-bat, but then a bases-loaded walk sort of just seemed to free everything up at the plate for you.
Yeah, that's the way this game works too. But really, you know, we had to just concentrate, work on your approach at the plate, and make sure you don't make it easy on them. If you don't, you know, make sure they earn it. And that's true at a walk too. Like, it's tough to stand up there and take pitches in big games, and they did a great job. And even the innings we didn't score runs, I thought, you know, that was a good inning. We made him work, got his pitch count up a little bit. And you do that enough times, and you're bound to score, and that's what happened. And then they got to us a little bit, and I was just happy that they didn't quit at all. They stayed in the game from that moment and were able to get back going again.
You had two outs. You trail 4-3, and Jake Satterlin gets a 2-RBI double. And then Ben Wareham, he follows up with another 2-RBI double to give you the lead. And how big, obviously, those two at-bats were huge for you. But coming up with two outs, great hitting, and you're able to knock in those runs you kept plugging away, and you're rewarded.
Yeah, absolutely. Another box we try to check every game, scoring with two outs. There's a few things we try to set goals for, and that's definitely one of the most important ones, that, you know, that the more times you score two outs, it's demoralizing for the other team. And I think that kind of builds their confidence a little bit too. And just to extend lead, it's always good. It kind of gave Parker new life, even on the mound. And they were huge hits.
And then in the bottom of the sixth, he comes out, your defense and Parker, a quick 1-2-3 inning. And how big was that? You had a fly out to right. Actually, not really fly. They were line drives to right, line drive to left, and then a strikeout. How big was that going into the seventh inning?
I honestly think that was probably the most important half inning of the game. Because if they have the inning they had in the ninth, in the eighth, you know, it gets tougher, and then we're probably into the bullpen sooner, or we never even ended up going to it. And so that shutdown inning, especially after we score runs, to come out and shut down the other team from scoring is another box we try to check as many times as we can. And Parker's, he's battled his whole career, and maybe he didn't have his best stuff today, but it was not bad. They're just good.
I'll take his not bad stuff any day.
Yeah, absolutely, because he is a competitor. And so he actually mentioned, you know, like, he didn't ask to come out by any means, but he was honest with, hey, getting a little tired. Or it's funny how that changed after the runs, but that did fuel him, and he used that. He was really efficient with his pitches up until that last inning, really, because he was like at 78 pitches, I think, going into the eighth.
And he didn't, I think part of it too is he wanted to make sure he was at his full potential when he went out there, because he didn't want to let his team down either.
Exactly, yes. He's a competitor, smart kid, and believes in his teammates, and that's what you need.
How does this feel?
It feels really good. You know, I was nice to win. We have more to do, and tried to keep the highs and the lows from too high and too low, and that's the talk we're having now about enjoy this, you deserve it, it's supposed to be fun, but we're not done. We didn't come here to just win a game. We came here to win a certain game, and that we got to do some work to get to that.
You get ready to take on Parker's Prairie, a team that you didn't see during the regular season, of course, being out of Section 6, but do you know anything about them?
Other than I watched the game this morning, and I know they've been at the top of the state all year, and they're very good. It doesn't get easier. It's harder. But again, I think we worry about ourselves. We'll be okay. And it doesn't mean we're going to win, but all we can do is do the best we can do at what we do, and then hopefully that's good enough to win.
And as you said, do everything you can, play as well as you can, and whatever happens, happens.
Exactly, and I just want them to play that way because it, you know, losing's never easy, but if you know that you gave everything you can, you know, it's a little easier to hang up the spikes at the end of the year.
What was the deal with the box? It seemed to be, it didn't seem to be. There was quite a few of them there.
Yeah, that was the only uncharacteristic thing for Parker. I know what it was. He was too amped up. I want to get this pitch off. He wasn't worried about the runner, which kind of makes it seem odd that he was balking by not pausing. But and that's all it was. And you can say, well, why don't you just make sure you pause? Yeah, it could have been that easy, but he was amped up.
And he was feeling it too, so he wanted to get, and you could tell he was in his groove, and so it wasn't, you know, anything that he was just maybe a little too excited.
Yes, yeah, we preach the get into rhythm, especially when you're on a roll, because, you know, the less time the catcher has to be down there, the less time you have to be up on the mound. The better. It's just more efficient. Your defense stays in the game better, so that's why we do that.
He just likes to make things more interesting for the coach.
Yes, and you know, the last ground ball of the game, same. Like, don't field it cleanly, whatever you do.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We better get going and let you go, and we'll see you early tomorrow morning right back here in the semifinals. Best of luck.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.